彼得前书第五章最后的一章，我们要看看彼得要跟他的各地的信徒来说什么。我们先把彼得前书第五章念一遍，有14节、2节、2节的来念。我要找七个人 volunteer，七个 volunteer，每个人念2节，念中文可以了。
我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
你们年幼的要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。我略略地写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩。你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安，愿平安归于你们凡在基督里的人。
好，谢谢。第五章大概是这样分，可以分开三段。第一段的从第一节到第四节，然后第二段就是从第五节到11节，然后最后一段是最后的三节。那第一段是讲那个长老的责任。Now I want to make sure，当我们讨论研读这一段的时候，你不要说"哎呀，这是讲长老的，跟我无关"，那就长老牧师听好了。其实当你读这一段的时候，you should be thinking that it is really for all the church leaders。你可以不是单是在想，就说 OK，it's only about elders。It's really about you can think of it as really a passage that is meant for 所有 church leaders。So think of it that way as well。So don't just think of it as only for elders。然后第二段就是，他在前四章，在这一章讲过很多不同的角色，比如说，讲丈夫、妻子，讲做仆人的，或者是说在世上做居民、做寄居的。然后，到5节到11节的时候，Now we're talking about everyone，所有的人。So he is now addressing it in that second paragraph there to everyone. 所以每一个人都有一个责任。And then finally, we have three verses of final greetings. 那在彼得前书那个最后的问安问候不是很长，有时候保罗的书信那个问安很长，这里只有短短的三节。Final greetings and also one last point that 彼得还要在Repeat once again that final thought。所以你可以看看那个最后的问安问候，就是这三段 okay, pretty distinct in how it is divided up. 所以我们先看第一段，就是那个长老的责任。So first of all, 什么是 what is an elder?
管理教会的人。
管理教会的人 okay, is a church leader, 特别是在那个属灵方面 spiritually, to be a leader. And what other titles have you heard besides, now, 在我们教会, you know, we have elders, but there are also other titles that in our church, in other churches, 在别的教会里面, what are the other titles that people have used in other churches, other denominations to refer to elders?
Deacon.
Okay, that's a church leader. Is there any other title that you can think of? Look at somebody on the screen. And what do you call him?
Moose.
Yeah, pastor, right? Pastor is an elder. Okay. 你在这里在圣经里面当他说长老的时候 it is really referring to not just the kind of elder you may think, Tony is an elder, but it's also like a pastor is an elder. What are the titles? Maybe not in our church, but in other churches. Have you heard, gone to other churches, have heard some of the other titles that people use to refer to these kind of spiritual leaders in their churches?
Preacher.
Okay. Preacher. Okay.
I just want to know what are the differences between preacher and pastor.
Preacher is more referring to the fact that he is doing a lot of preaching, but all the responsibilities, we're going to talk about responsibilities of an elder or pastor later on, that actually included preaching and teaching as well. So preacher is really more specifically referring to that particular, when he's taking on that particular role. So I would say a pastor and elder included all of that.
Jendu,
okay, overseer, okay, very good. 还有没有？
或者是 church administrator.
Church administrator, okay, so yeah, so it's a kind of church leader as well, but the administrator maybe a less emphasis on the spiritual side of it, okay?
神父算吗？
神父, okay, 也可以算了, 比较是那个天主教, okay, 在基督教里面, 在 Protestant 里面就比较没有用这个名称。But if you think of it that way, yeah, you can say that, you know, a father, you know, the Catholic that could refer to the 神父. Anyone else? Anything else? Think of anything?
牧者.
牧者. Okay, that's kind of like a very general term, like a pastoral staff, a shepherd. 我们都提到了, pastors, overseers, you guys mentioned a bunch more, but there are other terms like people, for example, in some denominations, they use the term bishop, 主教, okay? Or sometimes we use the term minister as well. 有时候我们在教会里面还没有what's the term, pastor her, before you call somebody a pastor,before you call a minister, afterwards you call a pastor.
Reverend.
I'm sorry.
Reverend.
Reverend. 所以还有另外一个名称, minister and reverend. Okay. 所以都是 refer to, you know, that we have these shepherds of the church, elders of a church, who is supposed to oversee a church. Okay.So different titles, but they all refer to the same thing. Think of it as elder here. Okay.
Is it also elder?
Yeah, yeah. So like 传道人, you know, minister. It's just that I think a lot of times we just use the term minister, 传道人, before they were, what is the term? Pastor Hajman,
ordination.
Ordination. Before ordination, a lot of times we'll call it minister. And then after ordination, we'll call him a referent. But from a functional point of view, they are all kind of like that shepherd and minister or elder of the church. Okay. What do you think are the jobs of an elder? What kind of responsibility, what kind of things an elder is supposed to do in the church?
Preach.And teach.
Teach.
Caring.
Caring. 当彼得说我们要选这个 deacon 出来管那个吃饭的东西，他们要专心做什么？
祷告。
祷告。Right, very good. So 祷告。还有没有 caring, 祷告 preaching, teaching?I think you mentioned most of all the things that the elder is supposed to do, right? So you can generally say, 总结来说，他们就是说要牧养神的羊群, okay? They are going to be shepherds of God's flock. 所以他们要带领，要保护，要 preach, 要 teach, 要祷告，要关心，我们都提到好多了。那刚才我们没有讲到那个 protect,What do you think I mean when I said an elder is supposed to protect? Protect against what?
魔鬼。
偷羊的人。
偷羊。Okay, yeah. So people, they may be 偷羊. Or what else would somebody can do to God's flock besides 把他们偷了？还有什么其他的
问
题？异端。
The wrong direction.
Right, exactly. So that's one, a main thing that a pastor or an elder has supposed to do.Is to make sure that if they detect any 异端, any wrong teaching, that they're supposed to go correct, right? So it's that protection function. 在圣经里面, 有几处的圣经 talk about specific things that the elders are supposed to do. And so to give you some examples, 我们刚才提过在《使徒行传》第六章里面，当那个彼得说，哎，我们没有时间管这个吃饭的东西，他们要专心做祷告传道的事情。 So you can see that that is really two of the main functions of an elder. 在使徒行传十五章里面，他谈到有一些特别是在那个真理上面的争端出来了。In that chapter, 他们提到他们有人说你要受割礼才可以说是真的得救。所以就那个争端就出来了。所以那个时候他们到他们就保罗跟 Barnabas, 巴拿巴他们就到那个耶路撒冷跟其他的长老来决定这个事情。To settle this dispute, especially regarding to the teaching. So, of course, the conclusion is, no, you don't have to be circumcised to be saved. So one thing is to resolve those disputes and also to kind of like help guide the whole church 在真理上把那个教会带到那个正确的道路上。还有在雅各书十五章，五章里面提到，为病人祷告，所以长老就是说为病人摸油，为他们祷告。Okay, so there's some of the examples that the Bible explicitly talk about the job of an elder. 在第一节里面，我们回去，第五章第一节。Why did Peter have the authority? What is Peter referring to have the authority to tell them to do the fellow elders to do all these things? What is Peter's authority that he was referring to in verse 1? 第一节里面他讲到他为什么有这个权利来告诉他们怎么做呢？
因为他就是 elder 啊。
耶稣定他。
OK。
是耶稣基督定他要这样做的，决定他。
Right.
使徒
Yeah, 耶稣告诉彼得 okay, 要牧养羊群 So, especially, this is the last thing Jesus told Peter to do before Jesus went back, ascended into heaven. 所以特别耶稣给彼得那个托付就是要牧养羊群 So, in that same way, Peter,As an elder is passing on that same commandment from Jesus to the fellow elder, that 把这个托付也传递给其他的长老。So one reason is that's what Jesus told him to do, and now he's passing it on to these other fellow elders. Okay. Any other reason why you think Peter has had authority to tell them? 第一节他提到什么？
刚才李长老也提到，就是彼得是使徒，这是对的，因为第一章第一节，这个使徒的责任啊，教会的根基就是建造在使徒和先知的教导之上啊，所以他除了这个同做长老之外呢，神还给他一个特别的一个责任，就是做使徒的，他的教导要成为建造教会的这个要 follow 的这些的principles。
还有就是他见证的基督的受苦，
见证
他亲眼见证的，
还有他见证了什么？
基督的受苦
和复活，
基督的荣耀升天。
Yeah, OK, 见证了基督的受苦，见证了基督的复活，见证了基督升天的荣耀。
嗯，
还有什么situation that Peter actually witness 神的荣耀，除了他升天的时候那个荣耀，还有没有别的 situation that Peter witness
山上看他耶稣
变
相
对，在山上变相的时候他见证他的荣耀。所以、
mm-hmm.
Why do you think all these things when he was a witness of his sufferingOf his resurrection, of his transfiguration, why is it that because of all those things that he would then appeal to all these other fellow elders?
He is one of the disciples, right?
He is what? Yes, kind of like what Pastor He and Elder Lee was mentioning earlier. He is a disciple. He is an apostle. So he witnessed all these things, and he's passing on these commands.And teachings to the fellow elders. And the other thing I was thinking is that when he witnessed Jesus' suffering and the glory of his transfiguration, and that gives him that much more motivation to、mm-hmm. see what is that glory that is going to come and how important it is that how, what is the 重价耶稣用这个重价买回了这个羊群 So he knows how important it is.To really shepherd this flock that was bought with the precious blood of Jesus, and also what is that glory that is awaiting them in the future. So all those things is kind of like in his heart, and that became a motivation for him to say to all these other fellow elders, we need to do our job as an elder and do it well. Okay, now after verse one, then in the next two verses, in verses two and three,彼得告诉那个 fellow elders 要 how they were supposed to lead. What are some of the key points that Peter was telling the fellow elders how they should lead as elders?
甘心乐意。
甘心乐意。
Okay. 要甘心乐意。So he always uses, you 要这样不要那样。So 要甘心乐意不要什么。
勉强
不要勉强 OK 要甘心乐意不要勉强 OK what else
不是因为钱财、oh. 而是愿意而是按照神的旨意照管他们
OK So eager to shepherd them but not because of love of money OK
right
要自己做榜样
OK 要做榜样不要
不要因为说、哦、当长老这个头衔所以不得不做才做
OK
就不是说这是我的工作所以我必须做
Right, not an obligation but is really wanting to do it willing to do it OK Now 刚才荀英说、We need to The elders have to set examplesAnd what is the opposite of setting examples that Peter mentioned? 要做榜样，不要什么？
全是
先
知
达志所托付你的。
OK， 中文怎么样说？在第三节里面开头的时候，
是侠志。
侠志。OK，OK。In 英文呢，就 not lording over， 就好像。好像一个大老板一样 you know, 叫 叫这个人做这个，叫那个人做那个。Okay, not lording it over, but willing, but setting example. Okay, very good. You guys got, okay, 我们都谈过了这个。Okay, one last thing. Okay, let me just repeat the first three things, and then I'll talk about the fourth thing here. 所以第一，我们要愿意服侍。Okay, 而不是出于责任。Okay, so that, that is a hard attitude that we all, when we serve, not just elders, again, not just talking about elders, but any church leaders as we serve in the church. It's not because, okay, I'm a member of the church, I really ought to do something, okay? No, that's not the motivation. The motivation is because we're willing to serve God. We are willing to serve brothers and sisters. We want to serve them. Because why? Because we love them. We love the church. We love God. 所以我们是愿意，而不是 out of obligation, 出于责任。Okay? And the second one is, we are not just willing, we're eager, 我就很想要服侍。And of course, not for financial gain, right? So that's kind of obvious, right? 我们在教会服侍不是要赚钱。And then thirdly, 我们要set examples. It's not out of love of power. 有时候说 okay, I'm the chair of this, I'm the whatever of this, I'm the elder of this. 有时候说 oh, okay, 那你要听我了。So it's that power get into our head. So again, obviously, it should not be out of that love of power, 而是要我们要做榜样。当别人看到我们的榜样的时候，then they would follow and imitate our example. And then finally, one thing is not as clear as the other three from these two verses. If you read the beginning of verse 2, 英文是说 be shepherd of God's flock. 中文怎么说？
一样啊，神的群羊啊。
要牧养神的群羊，不是牧养我们你的群羊。 Okay, so again, there's a subtle thing here. We have to recognize that flock, 那个群羊是神的，不是我们的。你不可以说我这是我的 MGC 教会，是 MGC 我的教会。It's owned by me. No, that's not true. Because 教会是神的教会。是神的群羊。So a lot of times we need to recognize, and there's a danger, especially when we become successful as a pastor, as an elder of a church, that we think that it is our own doing. It becomes our church and not God's church. So again, think of it, we are stewards and we're not owner of a church. Now let's think about how this kind of leader, an elder in a church, is different from the leaders in a secular world. How would you contrast a church leader like an elder with a leader in a secular world?
做大的要做小的。
What do you mean by that?
你是长老，你是 leader， 你是大的，但你要做小的，就比如说帮门徒洗脚。
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, that is. Wayne, you want to say something?
Yeah, 因为我这那个 secular world 的那个 leader， 有的时候也说他们是人民公仆啊，也是小的嘛。虽然他们其实可能没有做到人民。公仆，但是 you know, supposedly they are the servant.
Right. So this concept of servant leadership, 谁教的？ Who invented this concept of servant leadership?
Christians.
Yes. Well, in particular is Jesus, right? So actually, Jesus invented this concept, of servant leadership, right?他教他的门徒洗，帮他的门徒洗脚的时候 ，right? So that's kind of the concept of servant leadership. It actually come from Jesus, come from Christianity. And of course, some of the secular world leaders, they kind of learn this concept from Christianity and they talk about it as well. But I think really to be able to truly practice servant leadership, 就是在教会里面，在基督徒中间， we can practice that concept. We're supposed to practice the concept of servant leadership. But a lot of times, if you look at a secular world, that's not how it is. You know, the boss would tell the employees what to do, right? The employees are supposed to serve the boss, not the boss serving the employees. So that's 一个很大的分别。还有没有？
我要 share 也要问的是那个，我觉得世界上的那个 leader 跟这边讲到的这些神的 servant， 因为这边有一个是在第二节的后面特别提到说，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。那我就在想说，为什么特别要指出贪财呢？为什么不指出还有什么很 high position 呢？为什么上帝要在这里特别讲的是说，他们是甘心，而且不是出于贪财？那我就在想说，在世界上的这些 position， 就算是好像在服务他的下面的人，可是我想他们应该都还是有 purpose 吧，比较高的 position， 也许有机会。不管是正当的转或者是不正当的转，那它就是可能跟这个钱财都会有关系，还有跟那些好名声，人以为的好名声有关系。所以我在想，上帝特别就在这里提到说，也不是因为贪财，特别指出这个，应该是要特别小心，也是很大的一个区别吧。
Right, yeah, so a lot of secular leaders,their motivation is to be paid and pay more, right? So you can say it's 贪财, or maybe they just want to be paid more. And then also, I think, Sun Yi, you mentioned sometimes is that reputation. So there may be other motivation to be a leader in the secular world, to be paid, pay more.To have a high reputation, you're the CEO of a company that, you know, that people instantly get more respect. Or it could be power, right? So sometimes people like to be a leader because they have the power. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, it's telling us none of these should be the motivation for being an elder. Okay.
I think the obvious difference is...Church leadership is under God, and there's the spiritual leadership is the main components, while the secular leadership, they doesn't have to be under God, and they don't have to have spiritual part of it. 就是说，他们不一定跟灵性有任何关系，也然后他们也不一定是信神的。
Right. Yep.
我觉得这个和世界上的不同，因为我觉得长老在教会里面对他的羊群有神的爱，任何的事情都是出于神的爱来教会里面神的羊，这个是和社会上最大的不一样。
Okay. Okay. That's very good. So out of love, the motivation is love. And also the big CEO is not ourselves. The big CEO is God himself. Okay, very good. Anyone else? Any other differences? 有没有其他不同？
我觉得就可能就是说，有点像公司的non-profit 公司和 for-profit 公司的区别。
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, not for profit. Definitely, being an elder is not for profit. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, so I think kind of like, again, I think you guys said all of those things already, you know, but the leaders in the world is because of financial benefit. A lot of times they pay, right? You, you know, have an obligation when you pay you to do your job. Also, they like power, they maybe reputation, but yet elders, like Esther said, that we are following God's calling, we love God, and also we love God's flock. Okay, we talk about servant leadership. So one reference, you can read it some of the time, is back in the Gospel of Mark, that Jesus taught his disciples how to serve one another, that whole concept of servant leadership. And then one more thing here is talking about we are not an owner. Against that same concept, we don't own the God's flock. God is the CEO. We are a steward. We are a caretaker. Okay. And then finally, one thing is kind of relating to the fact that God is a CEO. We have to be faithful as an elder, and leave the results to God. So that's also very important. And finally, not only do we have to leave the results to God, but we do have to give an account to God. If we didn't do a good job, we're not faithful. The Bible tells us that one day we're to give an account to God. 等一下我们看到那个经节。 Okay, so those are the kind of the main differences between a church leader and a secular leader. All right. What kind of motivation did Peter give to these fellow elders to say that they should be doing this job as an elder? It sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like sometimes not an easy task. What is the motivation Peter told them that they should be doing this job of an elder?
They will be granted as the crown of glory.
Right, a crown of glory that will never fade away. 当主再来的时候, 我们有那个永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。 Okay, so this is something that we need to be desiring for. 就是那个 crown of glory that will never fade away. Our reward is not necessarily in this world, but the most importantly, it will be a crown of glory that will never fade away when the chief shepherd, who is the chief shepherd?
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. When the chief shepherd appears, 当主再来的时候, then the elders would receive a crown of glory that would never fade away if they are faithful. To finish off this paragraph number one, let's look at the first half of verse 5. 在所有的英文的 translation里面, the English versions actually chop up verse 5 into two halves. The first half goes with the first four verses, and the second half goes with the next few verses. 所以在英文里面那个分段, 就好像跟中文有一点不一样，因为在中文里面那个第五节就跟其他的差不多连在一起的。 But in all the English translations, the first half of verse 5 goes with the first four verses, and the second half goes with the later verses. 所以我读英文圣经的，所以我就这样分段。Okay, so in verse 5a, the first half, 他们讲到那个年轻的, what is the responsibility of those younger people under the elders' care? What are they supposed to do?
Sure.
Okay. Submit, right? 顺服那个长老. Okay. So as a kind of application question, what do you think, how can a young person help make the job of an elder easier?
我问一下，他这个年长的是指的一般比较 senior 的，还是指的前面的 elder 啊？
Yeah. So I think there are different interpretations. But the way that I read it, it should be because the word elder and the most, it really is the same word. So it really, the way I interpret it is that it refers back to the elders in the first four verses. It's not just talking about somebody who is older. Pastor He, what do you think?
Yeah, 这个顺着这个长老这个主题讲下来哈，所以他讲到这个在教会当中哈，这个在权柄之下的哈，要顺从做长老的人啊。那用年龄来解释，那有另外一层意思也是讲得通的啊。这两个原则是同时都成立的啊。被带领的人要顺从教会的领袖哈，这个不光是在这里讲，在希伯来书里面也讲啊。那年纪幼的要尊重年长，在教会当中这也是没有错的，所以两个原则都讲得通，
okay.
而且都是对的。
两个都讲得通，好。
嗯、
okay, what can a younger person submit, right? So that's kind of to make the job of the elder, easier. The job of the elder easier. 那刚才I think Pastor He, you mentioned Hebrews. Is that this verse that you're thinking about in 13章17节 okay.
Right.
Can somebody read this in Chinese for us?
希伯来书13章17节，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
Okay.Now, first of all, pay attention, 那个他们要照账。Okay, so earlier I was talking about we have to submit our homework and be graded one day. Okay, 所以这里就提到了这将来要照账。So those leaders who are going to leading us, you need to submit to them because one day they have to give an account to God.So that part is kind of like what I was referring to earlier. 我们将来做长老的要照账。And then, but then for the people who are being led, what is it here that this verse is telling them that they need to do?
依从，是。
要顺服，对不对？ Okay. If you become a burden, 英文说 if you become a burden, 中文的说就是说如果那你要cause them to be 忧愁，让他们有忧愁的时候 ，then it won't be of any benefit to you, no benefit to you, 与你们无益了。So that is a pretty serious reminder. 当别人来领导我们的时候 ，if we cause them to become a burden to them.Or to make them sad, or make them burdened, or make them unhappy, then that is not going to be of benefit to you. So I think that's a reminder to all of us when we are being led, how we're going to help our leaders to make sure that their job is not burdened because of our insubmission to them. For whatever reason,Peter was mentioning the younger people in this part of verse 5. My speculation, it may be that maybe sometimes the young people, can be causing some issues to the elders that are leading. So maybe that's why Peter was specifically kind of singling outthe younger people to remind them to make the job for the elders not a burden to them. So be submissive to them. Otherwise, it won't be of benefit. So I think that's probably what Peter was kind of singling out the younger people in this part of the verse. Okay, so 总结一下 okay, so in these first 4.5 verses,彼得讲到那个长老是做什么的他们要怎么样做长老 and then finally in verse 5a the first part 5也提到我们要 被领导的，被领导的，要 make the job of the elders of those leading, not a burden. 要轻松 not a burden. Okay. That's the first part of chapter 5. Okay. Now we get to the second part, which is from the second half of verse 5 all the way to verse 11. Here it can we take a look? If you have your Bible in front of you, take a look at these 6-7 verses. Okay, what are the things that Peter was telling everyone? Okay, in verse 5b, it says, 英文说, all of you. Now, not just talking about elders, not just talking about husband, not just talking about wife, not just talking about servants, all of you, 所有的人, all of you, what are all of you supposed to do according to these 6-7 verses? 所有人都要做什么?
谦卑,第一是谦卑,
okay. What else?
彼此顺服,谦卑,彼此顺服,
okay. I still lump it together as one thing, okay. What other things are we supposed to do besides 谦卑,彼此顺服?
要信赖神。
Okay.
Hold the burden.
Okay. Cast your anxiety on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
当你的重担设置在他的面前, okay, cast all your burdens, your anxieties on him. Okay, that's another thing. And mm-hmm. then what else?
谨守。谨守。谨守。谨守。谨守。
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and who do we have to resist? 要抵挡谁?
魔鬼。抵挡魔鬼。
Right, okay, so 警醒,警守,抵挡魔鬼,
because,坚固信心,
exactly, so all of that is also lumped together, so those are three of the main thoughts that are being talked about in these 6-7 verses, okay? We're going to start with the first one, which is talking about humbling ourselves, okay, and 彼此顺服. So, 在这里我们看到有几个 because and therefore. Can you talk about what are the because and what are the therefore? 因为所以，因为什么，然后所以什么？能阻挡骄傲的人，赐人给谦卑的人。Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
因为到的时候要叫你们升高嘛，他不是有升高吗？OK，所以我们要做什么？因为那一些东西，刚才Thomas讲的。所以我们要卑呀。Yeah，所以我们要谦卑。以谦卑束腰。Right，以谦卑束腰。OK,
very good. Yep, so this is the relationship that it was talked about in verse 5 to 6. 因为神阻挡骄傲的人，恩给谦卑人。因为到了时候，他叫你们升高，所以呢，你们就要谦卑自己。所以呢，你要谦卑，以谦卑束腰。Okay, so the relationship that Peter is referring to is because you be careful because God doesn't like the proud. God would oppose the proud. And he has grace for the humble. Because of all these reasons, you better humble yourselves. You better clothe yourself with humility. And because he will lift you up in due time, so you really need to humble yourself. So Peter was making it very clear why we need to humble ourselves. We don't want God to oppose us. If God opposes us, then we are in big trouble. What are some of the ways that we can humble ourselves?
Keep an open mind.
Keep an open mind, okay.
Appreciation.
Appreciation, what do you mean by that?
常常来感恩。要感恩啊。凡事谢恩。
Okay. 当我们凡事谢恩 will help us to be humble?
Because it reminds us to be satisfied with the current situation.
Okay. All right. Help us.
Being
thankful. They remind us it's not our own strength. Mm-hmm. It's God and other people.
Right. Yeah. It reminds us that it is really everything comes from God, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not our own doing. Okay. What are some of the, that's all very good. What are some of the ways that we can learn to be humble?
我想要分享那个第七节的那个讲说把一切的忧虑献给神。
Okay.
我觉得这个会跟第六节连在一起，我觉得应该是有 purpose 的，有意义的。
Okay.
因为第六节是在讲说 humble， 我们都知道自卑跟上面的谦卑束腰都是讲 humble。 那 humble 这个听懂，因为神不喜欢不 humble 的人。可是第七节却跑出一句说你要把一切的忧虑卸给神，那听起来好像是烦恼的事而已。可是我在想说应该是当我们无法真的把忧虑交出去的时候，其实也是不信赖神，这是一个很大的操练，信心的操练，可是也是一个完全把自己倒空，自己不做主，交给主的一个操练。
Right, that's very good. Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, what do you think is the relationship between this concept of being humble and also cast all your anxieties? How are the two things related? I think Xun Ying was saying a very good point that actually when we refuse to cast our anxieties towards God, that is actually a way to not be humble. Right? 当我们把那个忧虑都抓住不肯放到神的面前的时候 is really a way to show that actually we don't trust God, we don't submit under his power. So that's kind of like one relationship between these verses. Humble and also at the same time cast your anxieties. Anything else that people can think of? How we learn to be humble?
To respect other people.
Respect other people, okay? Value other people, right?
Value.
Don't always think that I know all the answers.
Right.
All right, very good. Anyone
listen
else?
To other people's talk.
Okay, listen. Slow to speak and quick mm-hmm. to listen, right? That's actually something so hard to do because we like to talk.
我想要讲的是什么时候是我们学 humble 最好的时候，因为平常都没事，大家意见都一样，好像没什么 humble 不 humble 的。但是等到你有 conflict 的时候，我觉得那个时候才看得出来，呀，那个时候才是学 humble 的时候。所以碰到有 conflict 的时候，你从这个角度去想，其实可以 thank God 哈，让我们。有 chance 去 test 自己看看究竟有没有 humble、
那个最主要就是要 practice lesson， 你在跟人家有不同的 opinion 的时候，每个人都急得想把自己的 opinion 讲出来，可是为什么会争吵或者是不停的争辩，就是讲的人不听对方在讲什么。你如果真听到别人讲什么，就常常发现90%或者80%其实都是一样的东西，而是不同的表示方法而已。
Right, it's important to listen, and listen well. So next time when you encounter a conflict, remember, 华梅告诉我们要感恩 ，thank God for the opportunity to learn to be humble.
Right.
Okay.
I will definitely learn how to shut up.
before Tai, before Tai Tai, ma.
Before anybody.
Okay. I think this you guys have shared on this one. You also share on this one. Can somebody read Philippians 2 verses 3-4 for us? 你们可以念腓立比书。
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀， 只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So in these two verses, it talk about a couple ways of how we can be humble, right? Obviously, 个人看别人比自己强，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，也不要结党，贪图虚浮的荣耀。So all these are reminders of how we can be humble. One last one I wanted to kind of share about humility is like, we need to see ourselves from God's eyes in order to be humble. Why do I say that? Because I think once we look at ourselves from God's eyes, from God's perspective, then we would realize at the same time how valuable we are in God's eyes, and at the same time how small we are compared to God. And then we'll realize that we are no longer the God on our own the throne of our heart, but God should be on the throne of our heart because we are so small compared to God. But yet God has seen us as precious and valuable in his eyes. So I think we need to see ourselves accurately from God's perspective. Okay, just for fun, let me ask you, what do you think humility is not? 要填, fill in the blanks. Humility is not what?
Weak.
It's not weak, okay? 谦卑的人不是软弱的人。Okay, 谦卑人是其实一个很刚强的人，很 very strong, very, you know, powerful person. To be humble, very good. What else? Humility is not
谦卑不是自卑，
不是自卑。Okay, it's not self pity. We are valuable in God's eyes. Okay,
那第六节讲说我们要自卑了 ，Vicky。
可是
不是那个自卑。有一个分
自卑的意思是谦卑的意思，就是
那第六节讲的自卑跟前上面第五节讲的谦卑其实都是用 humble 这个字啊。
humble 这个词
黄梅是故意的找麻烦。
yeah,
没关系，我们
跟 Vicky 找麻烦。好 OK, what else? Humility is not
不是没主意，
没主意 ，okay, it's not no opinion, okay, you still have an opinion. God has given you a brain that to think. You still have an opinion. Doesn't mean humble then you just have to think anymore.
And you still have a very strong faith.
Okay.
Of self.
Okay, still a strong faith. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 有信心. No opinion. Do nothing. Okay.Sometimes we are so humble. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. so don't ask me to do this. I can't do this. Oh, we are humble. No, that's not humble. Humble doesn't mean that you don't do anything. Humble is still meaning that you're willing to do things, willing to serve. Okay. Humble is not weak. Somebody mentioned that. And then finally, one thing I want to kind of mention, a lot of times in our Chinese culture, we like to be 很客气, right? Oh, no, you know, I can't do this. I am, you know, whatever, right? So Chinese like to have that humility, right? Now, I think, I don't think that is true humility. I think that's a false kind of humility. And sometimes it may be, you may be just saying to other people, but you actually don't even think so yourself. But to me, that's borderline on kind of like lying. So I think true humility is not kind of like have a false assessment to yourself or to other people about your own ability. Okay, you should have an accurate assessment of your ability. So it's like, okay, let's say, I'm gonna give you an example. Let's say you study account to be an accountant. You're an accountant. You have an accountancy degree. 另外一个有一个人, 他是, you know, I don't know, whatever. You know, they study English. If you say humility, oh, no. 他的做这个财务管理啊比我还好怎么怎么嘛 you know, so to me that is a false kind of humility when you really have that knowledge but you just say oh I don't really know how to do it but that person is better because whatever right so that is not true humility true humility is really really truly understand your own ability. So that doesn't mean that you just have to kind of falsely claim that you are not as good at other people in anything and everything. Okay. All right. Just for fun. All right. 当我们谦卑自己的时候，神怎么会高举我们？
God said, 最后的要在前. He will lift up the humble ones and put down the proud ones.
So sometimes God would exalt us on earth. And sometimes God would exalt us in heaven. So we don't know God's timing of how God would exalt us, but we know for sure, 当我们谦卑自己的时候, 神在天上会高举我们. And maybe he would even exalt you on earth as well. We don't know, but I think that those are some of the possibilities. Just quickly, any example in the Bible, you can think of someone that God has exalted them when those people humbled themselves. Anyone?
Joseph.
Okay. All right. Yes. Joseph definitely was exalted. Who else?
King David.
Okay. IML. Another example I can think of is I like Ruth. 当他谦卑自己的时候，神高举了他. She is actually one of the few women mentioned in Jesus' genealogy in the book of Matthew chapter 1. So, and not only that he's a woman, he's a Gentile woman, he's a Moabite woman, and yet God has exalted her when she humbled herself and served her mother-in-law. All right, 那我们刚才已经短短的提过第七节, okay, 第七节, 是一个命令, 我们要把我们的忧虑, 要 cast our anxieties toward God. What is the reason that we need to cast our anxieties to God?
Because he's in control.
Because he's in control. He is all powerful. Who else, who better to cast our cares than to God? What else?
他爱我们.
Very good. Yeah. The best to cast our cares to somebody who loves us. Okay. Anything else?
To show our faith.
To show our faith. Okay. Yep. All very good answers. Because God cares about us, loves us, and he knows what is best for us. He is also the all-powerful, right? So all these reasons we need to cast our anxieties towards him. This is some application question at the end here. I'm not going to ask you to discuss it in this meeting, but I think one thing we can all think about is what are some of the worries that we need to take to God? What is in your heart that you worry about today or yesterday? What are some of the things that you think a little bit of what worries you? And why do you think that those things are still worrying you? Now, we are supposed to cast our anxieties towards God. Why is it that we are still worrying about those things? What can we do when we start to worry about those things? As a parent, I can tell you, for me, I usually don't worry about work. I would say usually, almost 99% of the time, I don't worry about. But the one thing I worry about is children. When something happened in my daughter's lives, those are the times when I worry. And so that's, for me, is something that I kind of need to think to myself, why am I worried about it? Do I not trust God when it comes to my children? And why is it that I can not worry about work, but I do worry about my children. What are the reasons? So I don't know, what is it for your life? What do you worry about? And maybe you should ask the same question. What are the things that you worry about? And why is it that you worry about those things? So maybe you will find some interesting answers. This time I'm gonna be not be late. So that's why I'm seem like maybe I'm rushing a little bit. Last time I felt bad that I was late. Okay, Hala, of getting close, verse 8 to 10, what are some of the ways, Nali 告诉我们, y'all be alert, okay? Be self-controlled, 谨慎, what are some of the ways that you think you can be alert towards against temptations? How do we resist Satan?
I think to resist Satan is we have to know Satan is very powerful and he is seeking all kinds of circumstances to defeat us. So therefore, if we can sense something like we might sin or might stay away from God, so we have to just take some precautions steps to avoid it. So like, you know, the temptation is coming because like so far we are kind of mature enough to know, you know, this kind of like a pattern, something's going to happen and you know, you are going to lose the battle. So before that happens, you just stay away or seek God's help. So that's my experience.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, I think we actually know when we usually fail, right? So we know what our weaknesses are. So when we know those things are coming, we better try to stay away, run away from it. How do we resist Satan? How do we be alert against temptation?
就是常常的来亲近神啊。
Okay. Spend time with God so that he can help you.
不光是神可以help我们, 你常常亲近神, 你就没有时间去被其他东西引诱了。
Okay. Right. That's one way, okay.
But to know it's your own weakness, it's a task.
Very good, yep.
It's something that you have to lean on God to give you the vision, to see yourself.
Okay, that's all very good. But just like what Thomas just shared, you know your weakness, and I think Ma Yuan also shared that. We kind of know where our weaknesses are. So do you know what the weaknesses are? If you don't, you should think about it. Where are the times that you failed? And so when you know about those things, you need to flee from them. Try to avoid those situations. Trying to give your flesh the opportunities and lead you into those situations that you're going to fall. Sometimes having a partner who can keep you accountable is one way to kind of help be maintaining that alertness in you. Someone who would meet regularly with you and talk to you and ask you how you're doing in those areas. So that's another kind of possibility. And then also one final question. Now, let's say we try to avoid it, but we couldn't avoid it. What actions can we take when temptation comes our way?
Hop up, run.
Right. Okay. Okay. If you see some inappropriate image on the computer, don't linger on it. Kill the window. Turn off the computer, whatever it is, okay? Don't give your try to run away from it, okay? What else?
Yeah, 保罗也讲一句话，他说我们不是不晓得魔鬼的诡计，所以还有一点就是我们其实圣经已经做得很好的record， 就在圣经的record里面呢， 我们可以找到就是魔鬼试探我们的一些pattern， 其实他就那几招， 在伊甸园里啊， 在基督禁食40天以后啊， 这些都是很好的记载， 当我们看仔细看呢， 魔鬼是用什么方法来试探我们的时候， 这可以帮助我们更加警醒。
Thank you for that. Yep, we need to learn the tricks of Satan and then we know how to defeat them. At the end of verse 8-10, Peter told us that if we remain faithful, then what awaits us is eternal glory after that temporary suffering, okay? And God is going to restore us. God is going to give us eternal glory. And then we will be strong, we'll be firm, and we'll be steadfast. So that's in verse 10. And the God of all grace, who call you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So when stand firm in him and resist Satan and resist temptation, then what awaits us is eternal glory after that temporary suffering. And in the end, he will restore us so that we are strong, we are firm, and we are steadfast. So that's something that we can all look forward to, even though right now we're all being tested while still on earth. The last few verses, 最后的问安，就这我kind of copy it in here. 他这里提到几个名字, okay, Silas. 英文其实Silvanus, 但是中文已经把它翻成了希拉, you know, Silas. 提到希拉，提到这个 Mark, okay, Mark. 这两个名字. 我们在查第一章的时候，我们也提到了这个巴比伦，巴比伦不是讲那个 you know the real Babylon in Iraq. That's not the Babylon. So the Babylon, 巴比伦这里是谈到是那个罗马的教会，是一个罗马的代号。So it is just a code word to represent the Roman Church. So this is just again talking about. So that's why we think that First Peter was written by Peter when he was in Rome. So this is talking about the church in Rome, also greeting those people that he is writing to in Asia Minor. And Mark was with him, and also Silas is going to bring the letter to them. So this is kind of mentioning all the people and that final greeting. One last question. What is that last thing that Peter 在最后的几节里面又提到, what is the one thing he wants to remind the churches, the Christians in Asia Minor? What is he reminding them?
爱心。
Okay.
爱心。用爱心。
Okay. What else besides 用爱心问安?
平安归于你们住在基督里的人。
Okay, 平安爱心, okay. What else? What is the
彼此问安,亲嘴问安。
Okay, all right. So that's just like a 要亲嘴问安, love one another. But what is the one thing?
神的恩典。 勉励他们一定要在这个神的恩典恩上面站稳稳的站立。
Right, exactly. 在恩上站立得住。 Okay, stand firm in the grace of God. Okay, stand firm in it. Stand firm in it. So that is the one thing to summarize all of those things that he's been talking about in five chapters, right? So it talked a lot about suffering. It talked a lot about how to live with one another. What are the things that you need to do? In the end, the one thing you just want to emphasize, once again, stand firm. Stand firm in it, in the grace, it being the grace of God. Okay, 神给那么个大的恩典给你们, now you need to stand firm in it. That is the one way. 所有五章忘记了，记住两个字， stand firm. That is the one final conclusion that Peter wants to give.
In God's grace.
Yeah, in God's grace. Okay. 那记得多几个字就 in His grace 就记住好了。But if you 只能记住两个字就记住 stand firm.
Firm in grace.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like that. Okay. Before we finish and close in prayer, Pastor He, any other additional comments, announcements? And Xun Yi.
Yeah, 谢谢 Tony 的带领，讲得很清楚，很有条理。谢谢 Tony 长老。
哦，不谢。
我还有一个问题跟分享，就是刚才那个第五节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。就是忧虑卸给神，怎么第一个怎么卸？第二个忧虑卸给神，是不是代表我们什么都不用做？因为我自己的经验就是，把忧虑卸给神，反而我觉得我要在我该做的事上，我要更认真的去做。我如果知道在这件事情上有些事情我该做我没去做，我觉得我怎么卸卸不掉。我要能够真的卸掉，我就一定要在我会 worry 的那件事上，我知道我该做的，我要 do my best， 然后我一切都做完以后，我才能够真的把这个忧虑交给神。如果有事情我知道我该做我没做的，我觉得没有办法卸给神、啊、比方说我明天有个考试吧、啊、那我之前我一定要好好准备、啊、我如果不好好准备，我这个忧虑怎么卸卸不掉的。我不可能说我不好好准备我就靠着祷告然后我就不 worry、啊、我觉得做不到。所以我就是我自己的分享吧，我觉得我卸给神的方法，一个祷告，一个就是 whatever I know I can do I have to do itOtherwise, 我没有办法卸给神。那我想听听看其他人，你们是怎么卸给神的。
Okay, thank you for bringing up those questions. So Hua Mei asked the questions and gave his answers. Now it's our turn to give our answers.
So based on Hua Mei says, so the first thing I need to know is I need to distinguish what are the things I can do. So if I have a challenge, like take a very importantA crucial test. So I need to know, like, what's the thing I can do and what's the thing only God can do. So first thing is I'd have to make this clear. The second thing is I need to make sure that after I prayed and I can feel the peace inside of me. So even sometimes I work hard on something, but my heart doesn't have peace. So this is one of the thing I use to testto check myself if I really give the burden to God. So if I give the burden to God and I do what I need to do, but I have peace, so I would leave the result to God. So then that's the thing I feel, you know, I give my burden to Him.
我觉得这个讲说把重担卸给神并不是表示做事了，但是我觉得这是跟后面那句话讲的说将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们 because he cares for you. 所以我觉得这句话对我的感受蛮深的，因为我是一个比较容易忧虑的人但每个人忧虑的事情不一样，就像 Tony 长老说他什么可以忧虑什么不忧虑，所以自己知道自己的这个软肋在哪。那我忧虑，可是我以前不会想到说那样是因为我不信赖他。那这边因为他特别讲说神说因为他顾念你，他一直强调说你要献给他因为他顾念你。那以前我就会觉得我不知道，其实当我没有办法把忧虑交出去的时候，其实上帝也很担心我的呀，因为他顾念我，他一定是在那里着急的说寻隐啊寻隐啊，我在这里，你可以还可以靠着我。可是我不知道，有些事情我可以知道向他求，可是当这种有些忧虑一来的时候，我是捡着自己在忧虑在承担。我觉得是这个感受。可是当我知道说上帝他顾念我，他其实只是让我知道说他 care about 我，我就在这里。所以当我愿意交给他，不表示我就不做事了，那是不可能。可是我的心里，我挂念的事我仍然会去做哈，可是我心理上是不一样的。而且我也从这里学到为什么我会感觉到像上面讲的，其实我是不顺服的，因为我很多事那些事我不能放下的是捡着自己忧虑 自检的相信好像没有我做不成，我没有都是我要顾这里顾那里顾前顾后，可是事实上不是这个样子，那是因为我这些事我没有学着交给谁，那这个交这所谓卸下不是不做事，而是心理上的一个重担，然后知道上帝他顾念，我觉得这是一个很好的练习跟神的关系。像刚才有提到说很多事情我们学着要逃，例如像刚刚那个讲说你要远离，要想方法要远离，可是你说看到色情网站这个你远离，你知道方法就是远离，可是对于有些比如说忧郁症后来得忧郁症的一些朋友，他跟这些实际看到的是不一样的，那如何远离这也是要学习的。就像我们去上过那些 Biblical Counseling 的课里面也提到说，当你知道为什么，刚刚也有弟兄提到你要先知道你自己发生什么状况，什么状况是你的那个刚刚是说什么你所担忧的事情，然后你自己知道你的问题在哪里，所以当状况又来的时候，比如说有些人真的遇到了一些难处，然后尤其是那种情感上失去亲人啊，或者有很大的打击啊，那这个不是说你不看电脑啊你走去哪里啊就好了，这个但是他一样可以逃的。那练习就是什么，睡不着觉了怎么办，你又想起来了，那你就赶快知道说，哦，这个撒旦又在攻击我，所以我怎么办，赶快用可以的方法，也许听个诗歌啊，也许赶快祷告，还有不要自己 alone 啊，尽量找伴啊，你就是要找方法，然后不要 alone， 不要被撒旦去攻击。
好，谢谢寻英的分享，还有没有其他人分享？
我想回应一下那个刚才华梅说的，就是说他会就他知道有事情，他就会要尽力的去做准备所有的东西。我想这个其实尽力去做准备所有东西，其实是神所喜悦的。当你在尽力准备的所有的东西之后，就像最刚才 Tony 分享的，最后的结果交给神，最后的事情结果是交给神的，神来最后的担当是在神手上。我相信这个是所谓的忧虑交给神，因为我们不可能，就像我常常我每次我们两次走过幸福小组，我真是两次的极度的经历到，我们不可能抓住每一个细节，所有的每一个细节都是神自己在承担，我们只是做我们的那一小部分而已，然后就看神自己的大手把它连接在一起的时候，我就非常的感恩，就是知道真知道我们的忧虑交给神，因为其实我们不需要担这么多，因为我们担不了。我觉得这对我来说这是我的学习，就是我担不了，我只能做我范围能做的，最后的结果是在神手中。又包括儿女的事情，我从小到大把神的话语我们把他带到教会来跟他讲，可是在这过程当中我有没有犯错，有，我犯很多的错，可是当时我都不知道，我自己也就糊里糊涂的过来，可是我相信我的神是一个顾念我的神，他也顾念我们的孩子，所以我要把最后的忧虑要交给神，神会来做承担，然后我要用祷告继续的带着我的家人，不管他们现在在什么光景中，就包括我今天我问我的二姐夫，我问我二姐要不要跟我们一起来查经，让大家一个 surprise，他说哦，过两年吧，等我时间到了，啊，我就说好，那我们就等时间，看神的时间。同样的情形，我会不会有挂念？我会有挂念，我希不希望他们早信主？希望，可是时间还没有到的时候，我必须要等待、忍耐、祷告，忧虑交给神。
我觉得就是实际上把这个重担交给神，其实我们真正感觉有重担并不是我们要做的事情你觉得有重担，而是你心里面吃力，所以就是说真正的话你该做什么当然是要做了，因为神不可能伸出手来帮你去做那些 routine 的东西，所以我自己感觉就是所谓的卸下重担其实卸的是你心里的忧虑跟你心里的担心，所以或者是因为我们这个信这个 不幸的这个特质。所以就像刚通理长老讲的说，哎，你会担心子女，我想这是我们 lifelong 的一个担心吧。他到外面去，你总是会担心各种各样的事情。 However, 就是当我们意识到是说人是关心则乱，正因为你 too care, you care too much, 所以你才会开始担心。但是呢，实际上我在想 God cares us too, 但是他很爱我们，但是 he doesn't worry。所以我用来一个衡量的就是说，我会很 care, 我会尽我所能告诉他们要注意怎么安全，或者给他提供一些什么东西，但是 you cannot guarantee they are safe, 但是 why not just leave to God, 因为这些东西是我不能 control 的。所以 that's how I interpret 那个卸下重担。我从来没有想说我该不该做这个，或者我是不是就不做，因为我觉得该做的都是我要做，我们每个人都要做，只是说我们真正的忧虑是心理的东西。
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all for your participation. It really makes the job of this leading this Bible study a lot easier when you all actively participate. So I thank you so much for your all your sharings in tonight's Bible study. 我们一起低头祷告，结束。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the book of First Peter. We thank you for all the reminders, all the teachings that Peter has crammed into 5 short chapters. There is so much to learn from it. And Lord, we pray that as we internalize all the things that we have learned so far in 1 Peter, we pray that you help each one of us apply it in our lives. There are many lessons for us. We probably have different lessons to learn individually. I just pray that the Holy Spirit will be continued to speak to each one of us, to move us, to be closer to you, to learn from all these principles that we have learned in these 5 chapters. We thank you for your leading us and the Holy Spirit moving among us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.